This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I said what in the butt. 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 You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Taco Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kate.
And we are sickly.
We're so ill.
We both have big cups of Lemsip and we've taken a whole bunch of painkillers. So if this episode is really weird, it's because we're drugged.
On like the tamest drugs possible, but you know.
Yeah, that's how lame we are.
We're so small. We're going to get like high on... I don't know, air freshener. I've got some air freshener.
I saw.
Do you want to huff some air freshener?
That's probably the trampiest thing we could ever do. Although it is Febreze Lotus Verbena.
It smells so good.
Yeah.
And also, technically, I'm pretty sure poppers are marketed as room deodorizer.
Probably.
So, actually, we're not doing that. We're not doing poppers.
We're also recording this in a slightly new position. So, usually, we sit on a sofa and chat like normal people. This time, we've gone a little bit sensual. We're on a bed, and we're kind of, you know, like, kind of like American teenage, kind of like 1950s. We're on our fronts with, like, our legs kicking up at the back.
Oh, yeah. You know, in, like teenage books about babysitting.
Yes.
Where they're, like, kind of head on their hands and they're like, oh, I'm so cute and young.
That's us, apart from we're kind of like
not cute,
snotty or
young,
gross,
really. Yeah, and I don't think I've ever been a babysitter.
No, neither of that. I was always too nervous to be a babysitter.
I didn't know any babies.
Yeah, that helps.
Everyone was older than me in my street, so I was always like, who wants to be looked after? And my parents were like, your little brother. And I was like, oh, come on.
Oh, that counts. See, I didn't have
That's so exotic.
Well, I didn't have a younger sibling. So I didn't even get that.
Well, like, you know, when... Okay, all the stories about babysitting say that you go to someone's house and you get to eat all the weird food in their fridge and you get to watch all the TV they have and snoop around their house and then you get paid for it.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that. I just had to watch my brother. That's boring.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
No. So how are you, other than being ill?
I'm okay. I've been working from home most of this week, by which I mean all of this week.
Nice.
Which is weird, because, like, I have a really big bedroom, but for some reason I haven't been working here. I've been working in the kitchen, which is, like, half the size of this. I don't know if it's because it's, like, it's a bit sunnier, though I do have three windows.
Yeah.
So it can't be that.
Maybe it's, I find that sometimes when I'm working from home, I like to, it's just, like, you need, like, because, like, your bedroom is a sleepy place.
Yeah.
And a snoozy place. And I mean, you need to go somewhere that's not snoozy.
Because my bedroom is big, I've got it, like, divided into two. There's the sleepy space, which we're in right now.
Yeah.
We're on my bed. Being, well, not sleepy,
but... Oh, cute.
Cute. And then there's, like, the sort of living room study area. I'm making my room sound real cool.
It is cool. It's massive.
It's probably really echoey. So, it's not as echoey as it used to be, because I filled it with, like, stuffed animals.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit echoey because of the largeness. I just really like my room.
It is a lovely, lovely room.
It's a good room. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 would room again.
Your room's really nice as well, even if it is kind of taken over with small sausage creatures.
Yeah, the Simsim is getting out of control.
It is a
They're kind
bit.
Of like the Tribbles from Star Trek. Like, my brother says, like, he's gonna, like, yeah. I'm gonna open my room one day and they're just gonna, like, fall on me and then I'll be, like, yeah. killed by them.
Which Star Trek captain are you?
I don't know Star Trek very well at all. Okay. Not gonna lie.
I mean, we're both Captain Janeway, I think.
Yeah.
She's the best. I like Captain Jean-Luc Picard. I'm not a huge Captain Kirk gal, but Captain Janeway is my homie.
Did you ever watch Star Trek?
Yeah, my dad watched a lot of sci-fi, so I watched a lot of sci-fi. I never really took in a lot of some of it, like Stargate was real boring.
Yeah, no, my dad is a massive Star Trek fan, so I had a similar thing where he'd watch it and then it would just kind of be on in the background.
Yeah.
I watched, half watched Battlestar Galactica that way.
I've watched one episode, which was really long. It's the first episode, and it was just kind of like a sexy lady being like, I'm gonna kill everyone, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. It's quite good. It's well, from what I remember, again, I did watch it as a kind of bystander. Like, you know, what's it, secondhand smoke, but like secondhand sci-fi.
Yeah, it's damaging to children. Don't do it. You can't do it in the car when children are there.
Yeah.
They'll absorb it.
That's what happened to me. And look how I am now. I am ill.
The one I remember most from my childhood is one called Sliders.
That rings a bell, but I don't think I watched it.
I think it's a guy who plays Gimli?
Okay.
I might be wrong, because there's a couple of guys who look very similar, who are kind of like portly, beardy, deep-voiced, like, Brian Blessed types.
Okay. But is one of them Brian Blessed?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he's the guy who plays Gimli, who's called, like, John Rhys-Davies or some other combination of Welsh names.
Someone like that, yeah.
Yeah. And he's fun. And there's, like, I think there's a woman and another guy. And I remember that one. It was, like, I think it was like Stargate. Like, they travelled through time or whatever. Anyway.
Isn't a slider a small burger?
It is also a small burger.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a sci-fi show before it's a small burger. So when I see it on a menu, I'm like, oh, yeah, sliders, remember that? Not really, but I think I liked it.
Didn't have the guy play Gimli? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, playing like a normal-sized man and not a dwarf.
I won't accept that. That's not acceptable to me.
Apparently he's quite tall.
Probably.
Yeah, I think he might even be taller than Orlando Bloom.
Fair enough. I never really fancied Orlando Bloom.
Oh, I did, but only because my friend did.
Oh.
I don't think I was that into him.
Yeah.
But she was like, it was what we bonded over. So I was like, yeah, he's so fit. I would do the thing that girls do.
I would do the thing that items. I'll do in the future, but not now.
I'd lick his bum. that's what all the girls do.
All the cool girls do.
That's what Orlando
that.
Bloom likes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. Yeah, I'm so cool.
No, I never had that Orlando Bloom. He was always a bit too, or at least Legolas was always a bit too kind of like, ooh, I'm Legolas. And
Legolas
a bit too asexual for me.
Oh, I like that. I like Legolas. Like, I mean, he's completely outshone by Aragorn.
Yeah.
Who is the sexiest man.
Exactly.
In the whole of Lord of the Rings.
Viggo Mortensen, who is the only good-looking Danish man to
exist.
I will say that as...
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah. Well, you see, look it up.
Okay.
Look it up. I will say
Hot
this.
Danish politician?
What?
Racehorse?
No!
That's amazing. Okay, so we've got who's that?
I don't know.
These are just generic men.
These are generic men.
Oh my. Gay teen forum.
Oh, next, Viggo Mortensen.
That's not Viggo Mortensen.
No, it's not. It's the guy from Game of Thrones.
Is it?
It's the guy from Jamie Lannister, isn't it?
It looks like him. Anyway, this is called Dating Danish Men.
Oh my god.
Also, Mads Mikkelsen.
No.
Oh,
no,
I would.
No.
Okay, so who is...
Yeah.
Who is he? Tell me who he is!
Is he Danish? I didn't realise he was Danish.
Okay, so apparently, the Danish men do their bit around the house and take time for fatherhood, but they will not open doors for you. I'm going to reverse Google image this guy. I want to know who he is.
I really think it's the guy who...
It does look like... It is him, you're totally right. Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Waldau?
I had no idea that was his name.
I only know that because I've seen Game of Thrones. And his name's in the credits a lot.
Oh, I just never even paid attention to
he's
that.
He's hot, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, okay, yeah, he's quite okay, hot.
I'm going to find you another one, though.
Okay, fine. There's two I wanna hot convince Danish men. You
for some reason.
But then I don't know.
Danish
because
actors.
A big selection of my family are Danish, so I'd go over there quite a lot.
This man.
And there are women, like, the women are gorgeous. Like, they're beautiful. Well,
yeah. Oh, like, Alicia Vikander. Oh my god, she's so beautiful.
And then the men are kind of, like, alright, but a bit weird looking in general.
Yeah.
I kind of feel sorry for the Danish women.
I mean, Viggo Mortensen, IRL, is kind of weird looking.
No, it has to be Aragorn.
Look, he looks like a little gnome in real life.
It has to be Aragorn.
But then once you see him, like...
That's
he's
weird.
He's got Danish face.
Yeah.
Which is like too much cheekbone.
Small eyes. That's where I get my teeny tiny eyes from.
Oh, he's cute with a beard,
my
though.
Rooster eyes.
Look at his little beard.
Yeah, he looks like a...
Oh my.
No.
See, like, this is the weird thing. Every other film I've seen him in, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then, let's
what
look
happened
at
to you as Aragorn? What okay. happened?
Movies.
Yes.
How does he look that good?
I don't know. Is it the hair? It must be the hair.
I don't know.
Oh, look at him. He's so beautiful.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Yeah. Okay, that's him in a stupid
hat.
Oh,
he's cute there as well. Anyway, my point is, Faramir. Faramir was the other hot one,
Which
fancied.
One was Faramir?
I'm going to show you. Faramir is this fluffy character.
He
look
is fluffy. He looks like a kind of like labradoodle.
I think I only fancied him because everyone else picked who they fancied. And I was like, well, okay, I can't have any more of those. And then I was like, Faramir's all right. And then because I was like, yeah, no one else fancies Faramir. I was like, yeah, he's real fit. I would. So, Faramir's sexy.
So you were the kind of hipster, Lord of the Rings fangirl hipster.
I think Faramir does have like a fan base. He's all right looking.
He's not
been
for me.
In many, many films.
Numerous
including
films.
Including 300.
Mm-hmm.
And Legend of the Guardians, the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
That's just the stupidest
classic,
name for
that one. Anyway, he's kind of cute.
He's all right.
He's
all right.
Australian. Everybody knows Australians are sexy, right? Actually, like pretty much every Australian actor, bar... Maybe Mel Gibson is hot, right?
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
I'm not much of a, what's his name? Wolverine.
He's hot, though.
Nah, he's a bit too kind of, like, pointy for me.
Holly, he's the buff man who also was on Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, that is nice.
Broadway!
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. He wouldn't be my first go-to, but... He's all right. He's all right.
I'm going to... I'm like bent in half trying to Google Australian actors. Ugly. I want to see who's an ugly Australian actor. Oh, no, these are just ugly people. He's not ugly.
He's the guy from Friends.
He's the guy from Coyote Ugly. He's beautiful. He's a dance instructor, I think.
Adam Garcia. Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's
he's
on like Dancing with the Stars. I don't know,
see, he's
like that.
He's what comes up when you Google ugly Australian actors because they're like, he's an Australian actor, and there was ugly in the film he was in the title.
It's because they don't really exist.
There are no ugly Australian actors.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
Prove us wrong.
Oh god, damn Australia, you sexy country full of that's a woman, that's... sexy people.
There are quite a few sexy
That's
people,
Elijah
yeah.
Wood. He's cute.
Nah.
Piper Perabo. She's not. I don't think she's Australian.
I don't know who she is.
She was the other girl in... Have you not seen Coyote Ugly?
No!
Oh.
So I'm not going to understand a big selection of this.
How do you not... How have you not seen it?
I don't know.
It's like peak your kind of thing.
Is that? I don't even know what it is.
So you know Leanne Rimes?
Yes.
Yeah. You Can't Fight the Moonlight. And other hit songs.
Oh my god.
So, I don't know how it came about, and I don't want to know, but they decided to do a film to, like, promote her first album. So, the story, Piper Perabo plays a songwriter who, coincidentally, all her songs are from Leanne Rimes' new album.
Oh, that's nice.
And, like, she gets a job, like, dancing sexily on a bar with, like, I think Tyra Banks.
What? What is this movie?
I mean, Tyra Banks doesn't play Tyra Banks, but I'm pretty sure she's in it. And there's some other people in it. I forget who's in Coyote Ugly. I haven't seen it in a while. But they dance sexily on the bar and like tip water all over themselves. And yeah, there's Tyra Banks.
What is this film?
Tyra Banks. And they dance sexily and get their boobs out, but not fully. Just like a little bit.
Just a little bit, like a little nip. Yeah.
And then they find out that not Leanne Rimes can sing. And so she gets in the bar and sings. And Adam Garcia's like, I love you. And then she plays some songs to him. And he's like, yeah, I love it. And then she's like, but no, I can't. My dad died or something.
Wait, what? I'm so confused.
And then at the end, Leanne Rimes comes out. And she's like, these songs are mine now. And I don't understand why Piper didn't just do the songs herself. Because she can sing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why don't you just... What are you doing?
Wait, so is Leanne Rimes trying to tell us that her whole album was, like, plagiarised?
Not plagiarised, just that she had a songwriter do it all. Like, Leanne Rimes is such an incidental character right at the end. She's just like, oh, and then, like, this girl bought literally every song I've ever written and turned it into an album. And you're like, okay. And you ended up happily ever after with Adam Garcia. Cool.
This sounds like a really weird film.
Have you ever seen Burlesque with Christina Aguilera?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
Which is also great, but terrible.
Oh, yeah. Awful film.
Like, she spends like an hour and a half being like, I can sing, and everyone being like, no, you can't. Like, surely Cher would just go, yeah, all right then, let's hear you. And then she'd sing, and she'd be like, yeah, you're right, you can sing.
Yeah.
Up you get, then.
Go on, then.
And it's
make
like,
some money.
The whole Burlesque scene... is built on the fact that no one can sing. And, like, they're all just lip-syncing. And then one girl can sing. And they're like, oh, you've revolutionized burlesque!
What?
And it's like,
I'm pretty sure that's not okay. How... okay, that's really weird.
And she manages to save burlesque from the evil man who wants to build something on top of the burlesque or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The end. I love shitty musicals.
Well, I've been playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah,
as we said in the last one.
About that. I still haven't played it.
You should play it. It's really, really good.
It is really good.
I don't know about the art style because I like it.
Yeah.
But I kind of like, it just keeps on reminding me that it's not quite as pretty as like Friends of Mineral Town or the kind of old sprite Harvest Moon.
Yeah. But I mean, you can get mods, that. Right?
Yeah.
You can get a mod that adds Pokemon.
I would love a mod that makes it look like Friends of Middletown or something along those lines.
That would be so time-consuming.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can make it. You can make the mod.
I have literally no talent whatsoever.
You could be the mod father, mother. Mod mother. Mod that sounds mother. Bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, no. I won't.
No.
But it's really good. It's, yeah, no, it is. I was kind of a little bit because I've never really got into playing these kind of games not on a handheld.
Yes,
but I've really enjoyed it playing on my little computer.
Your little computer,
little computer, just clicking things.
Does it run pretty well then on a laptop?
Yeah, I run it on a Surface and I haven't had any issues at all.
Okay, well,
so yeah,
can you get Steam on tablets? I know nothing about PC gaming.
Well, it depends. Well, what your...
I got an iPad.
No. Sorry. Oh, I don't think fine. It's out on Mac yet.
Wow. That's all I have access to.
Sauce.
I'm not even, like, an Apple fan.
Yeah.
Like, I think my iPhone is the first Apple product I've ever paid for, and... yeah. It's all right.
It does a thing.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm reviewing Apple now. I don't really
care. You're the one that loves it.
No.
But no, it's good. Although the selection of available bachelors is shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that's going to get improved. I think in a patch or an update or something.
What? What are they going to do?
Or at the very least in a mod. I don't know.
Because it's like... There's one guy. There's one guy who's like stereotypically like the good-looking guy, but he's like a jock and a meathead, and he's like gonna pump my guns today, and it's like okay, well I don't like you.
What? Why? Guns, Holly?
No.
Sexy guns.
But then he stands outside and like throws a ball up and down, and it's like yeah, I'm like oh you're weird, aren't you? But then there's like two guys which look like young teenagers, and one of them's got like stupid blonde JRPG hair. No. I was like, no. And the other one's like a massive emo and is like, you don't know me when you try and talk to him.
Okay.
And then there's the two that I'm kind of deliberating between. There's a doctor guy who would be really cute if he didn't have a horrible mustache.
Oh.
Yeah. Though I think I'm going to go for him anyway. He's a bit older and you know I like my older men. But he's got a weird mustache.
Yeah.
And it's a bit kind of like, oh, so close. So oh, close, yeah. But not so far. And then the other guy looks like, you know, Beauty and the Beast when Beast is in his human form.
Yeah.
Looks like that, which isn't really my kind of thing.
I don't think that's anyone's thing.
Yeah.
Prince Beast is kind of boring.
Yeah, he looks like that and he's like a poet that lives on a shack on the beach.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So hipster.
He is very hipster.
I mean, based on my previous Harvest Moon choices, my type is cute, super shy, and really rich. So, is there any of that?
Not off the top of my head, no. Oh. A lot of them still live with their parents, which is really weird.
Even the old one?
Not the old one, not the doctor.
Oh, because he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, he's rich.
Well, yeah.
Is he shy?
He's kind of shy.
Okay.
He's kind of shy. He's kind of, he's my usually my go-to type in the Harvest Moon ones is like the surly one, who then turns out to have a heart of gold, but they're also really sexy.
Is that what tsundere is? Because I'm gonna Google it because I want to see the...
Tsundere.
I hear people talk about it a lot in an anime way. And given that we have an accidental sort of anime name, here we go. Pronounced... Tsundere is a Japanese term for a character development process that describes a person who is initially cold and even hostile towards another person before gradually showing their warm side over time.
Pretty much.
So you've got tsundere, they act mean, sometimes violent, but sweet on the inside.
Okay, not violent, that's a tad far.
And then you've got other types, but we don't care about them, do we? We need to watch some anime.
Yeah, I've never really watched an... I've obviously seen like episode stuff, but I've never actually like watched like a full series or really got into it.
Do you want to watch one of my favorites? I've not watched much anime, but I have two that I've seen.
Okay.
And I think you would like both of them. One of them is called Uran High School Host Club.
Oh no, you've told me about this. I would probably like this.
So it's a girl that's like real shy and real tsundere. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, and I'm sorry if I'm not. And she like starts at this like really fancy prestigious boarding school, and then she goes into this like really empty room and knocks a vase over, and then it turns out like it smashes, and it turns out it was worth like 10,000 million pounds, and these boys
that's
are like
a lot of money.
And these boys are like, you're gonna have to work at our host club to pay off the debt, and they all like super fancy her. And the host club is basically like rich girls turning up, paying them to pretend that they're their boyfriends. And this girl has to pretend to be a guy, and she becomes like the most popular one. But all the boys working in the host club fancy her too. So it's like, whoa,
drama.
What's going on? And the other one is called Fruits Basket.
Oh, is this the one where they turn into a fruit?
No.
No, the one where they is this the one where they turn into an animal?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes,
yeah, so I got confused by the fruits basket. Threw me.
Yeah, I don't know why it's called that. I think it explained it in one of the manga. Apparently, that's how you say it. Not manga, you say it manga.
I'm not even manga. Gonna try. I'm gonna do it wrong.
I'm learning. So basically, Fruits Basket is this family that gets cursed, and they get cursed to every time they touch a member of the opposite sex, they turn into one of the I think 12. Chinese zodiac animals.
Okay, I'm with you.
So there are girls and boys in each generation.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the girls, I think, is the horse. One of the boys is the rat. And there's another guy who's the dog.
If you had to choose one of the zodiac animals to turn into, what would you choose?
Probably a dog.
I'd go for a monkey.
There's a guy who turns into a snake.
Yeah.
But it also really suits their personalities. Like, the horse one is kind of surly and... The dog one is kind of friendly. The rat one is kind of cute and shy. And the cat one is like a little douchebag.
Yeah, that's a cat.
And there's an adorable little boy who turns into a bunny. He's so cute. He's so cute. Apparently that's like a standard character because there's a very similar character in Ouran High School Host Club. a guy who has like a bunny plushie that he takes everywhere with him.
What?
It's like the same kid, I swear.
That's odd.
Yeah. And I think both of them like suddenly get super sexy. That's really weird because you're like, oh, okay, you're cute.
That's odd.
Now you're fit. I don't know what to think about that.
I don't know where my mind is going.
Yeah. So I'm going to show you one of them, I think. See how you like it.
Do it.
You might really get into it like I did.
I hope so. I love finding stuff like that.
I think Fruits Basket is better because Oran High School Host Club kind of relies on the like girl wearing a cute outfit and all the boys being like, oh, she's so beautiful. Whereas Fruits Basket is a bit more like interesting, I would say. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. I watched all the X-Files, thinking of things that I've watched.
Anime X-Files?
No, boo. All the new ones.
Okay.
The first one and the last one are shit.
Remind me what they are, because I think I've seen the first one.
So bad. Well, basically, they're kind of, from the fifth series onwards, the kind of main alien storyline gets really kind of convoluted and stupid, and just doesn't, like, it's just like... Because my favourite episodes are generally the Monster of the Week ones.
Yeah.
And then I think it's the fifth series where they weren't expecting to get recommissioned, so they kind of wound it off and made it like go, okay, there we go. And then they were like, oh shit, we gotta do more. And then and then they just kind of went with it. And it's just really like there's so many bits of it that made no sense. And then they kind of do that thing where I find it really annoying when. And it's a bit like with superhero films that do this, where, like, the whole world is at stake and everything's falling apart. And then you just think, all right, cool. But it's like, you can't, like, it's hard to invest in something like that because, like, And then it's also, like, it leads to so many more issues. Like, okay, well, what happens after this? Like, if another series gets commissioned and then they're just like, oh, yeah, everyone's fine now. That happened. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of sci-fi does that.
Yeah. I would have kind of preferred it if they'd kept it kind of...
silly?
Yeah. I mean, the silly ones are my favourite ones.
Well, like, or self-contained episodes, right?
Yeah, because the four ones in the middle were really good, and I really like them.
Yeah.
Because they're little Monster of the Week ones, and they're really good. But the other ones... I feel like Chris Carter is doing a bit of a George Lucas, as my brother said, where he's just not letting go. And he isn't that good a writer.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, they're not great. They're kind of... The Monster of the Week ones where other people just kind of run with it are really good. And then his ones are just kind of like, oh, this is really stupid.
Yeah.
And also, but not in a kind of fun way.
It kind of sounds like my problem with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked the David Tennant era, where it was like, every week it'd be like, there's a thing in the thing, and they'd be like, let's get the thing out of the thing, and then something goes wrong, but then the thing gets out of the thing, so it's fine, and then he's like, phew, and then next week it's like, oh, there's another thing in the thing!
So many things!
And so on. And then Matt Smith's era started turning into like, there's a thing in the thing, but also I think we need to think about our relationship. And I was just kind of like, oh, no, get the thing out of the thing.
I put up with it because I really fancy Matt Smith.
Really?
Yeah, I have a really...
But not Mads Mikkelsen, all right.
I have a really weird taste in men.
I mean, that's not that weird.
To be honest, my boyfriend should feel very uncomfortable with himself that I find him attractive. But, yeah, it's... Yeah, no, I get that. I really like the David Tennant ones.
I love David Tennant.
Oh, he was so good.
Have you watched Jessica Jones?
I haven't.
Oh my god, what's wrong with you?
There's so much stuff I haven't watched.
I made Dave and Lucy watch it for work, just the first episode. And I've never seen two people, like, instantly love it so much.
Mm.
Like, their faces, they were like, oh, no, what? Oh, the whole time. And, like, it made me feel really good, even though I didn't make Jessica Jones or anything.
Yeah, no, it's really nice when you, like...
I did this.
Yeah, when you, like, introduce someone to something and they love it, and it's like, yay!
Which is why you need to watch all the things.
Yes, I need to watch all these things. You need to play Stardew Valley somehow.
Oh, fine.
Do you have a PC at work? Just don't do work and play Stardew Valley.
Well, everyone else plays XCOM and The Division at lunch, so I guess I could play Stardew Valley. I've got Steam on my PC.
Do it.
But like an hour at a time, that's not really how you play.
No, not at all, these games. No. Yeah. This kind of, I really want you to play it because I really want to hear your opinions on it because I really, really like it. Although I don't like the way the animals look. It's such as the things that I'm kind of a bit like, are so superficial and stupid. The actual game is brilliant. But and it's one of the best Harvest Moon games for ages.
Because it's so rooted in caring about animals and people. I think superficial stuff is kind of important.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, my cow looks weird, so I don't want to look after it.
Yeah, like the dog looks really odd. And I don't really know what it's... I don't know. Again, I need to play more of it. Because you know these kind of games where you're like, I've been playing this for 50 hours and I've just discovered there's a thing. And you and it changes things.
Oh, okay.
And the, but yeah, I'm excited. I need to play it more and I'll come back again and tell you all my invaluable opinion that I'm sure you're all waiting on bated breath to hear.
Totally am. Are you ready for the challenge? Because we're halfway through.
Okay.
I think it's challenge time.
I'm ready for the challenge.
I don't think you are. Okay, I did this like really last minute.
That's fine. That's most of our challenges.
It's gonna be, it's gonna be interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, what I'm gonna do,
is
have you heard about the Trump erotica that someone wrote?
No.
So recently, someone wrote an erotica about Trump. They got really drunk and wrote it at 4 a.m. And then they were like, I'm going to put it on the Kindle store. And then they did. And then, like...
Was it serious?
No, not really.
Okay,
it's,
okay.
It's, like, 10 pages long.
Okay.
So it's not that serious. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you extracts of...
Oh, no.
erotic fiction from the Kindle store. Amazing. Which I've downloaded all of these. I own these now.
You should be proud of yourself.
I was looking at mooncups earlier on Amazon, and now it thinks I want mooncups and erotica, and I'm like, I don't, not really.
Does it think you want mooncup erotica? Because that's confusing.
I'm not sure that exists yet.
I bet it does. It must do. It's something you put in your vagina. Someone has almost definitely made it.
I mean, I watched a video of different folds. There's like 10 different folds. Because you know you have to fold it to like jam it up there.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh, you just fold it in half,
just
right?
Go like me.
No, no, not so. That's called the C fold. There's also the S fold. And there's another letter fold. E fold. Which is where you fold it into a C, but then you fold it, like, in half again, and it turns into an E.
Oh.
Which makes me think that when you put it up and then let go, it just goes... Bumf,
yeah,
really
I imagine it
you.
Like an umbrella. Like, it literally just goes like...
There's a 7-fold. There's a 7-fold. There's a diamond fold. There's one called the labia fold,
ooh,
which is appropriate. Anyway, challenge time. Stop making me talk about moon cups.
Sorry.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you an extract from some erotica.
Yes.
And you're going to tell me...
Yeah.
What particular creature you think it's about.
Okay.
And let me tell you now, there is... Trump is in there. So...
Okay, so one of them is Trump.
Yeah.
Creature.
Some of them are monsters and creatures and inanimate objects.
Okay.
And some of them are Trump.
So this is literally what out of anything in the universe...
Yes.
What is this erotica about? Okay.
So some of them actually mention what monster they are, so I'm going to have to blank out what they are.
Okay.
So let's give this a start. The little blank slid out of her immediately and scampered forward.
Oh, I don't like it.
A licky loo. A licky loo. She's going to give me a licky loo.
What?
What creature is that?
A licky loo. I feel like I should know that. I don't know.
You're not going to know.
I'm not going to know it. Okay, fine then.
But just picture this sexy little creature.
A little creature slipping out of you.
I mean, slipping out in the sense of pulling is creature penis out.
Oh,
I didn't come out of
her. I thought you meant like its tiny thing.
No.
And he like clambered out of her vagina. I was like, ooh, that's a grim image.
It definitely probably isn't that.
Uses little hands on your G-spot.
I'm going to continue because it goes on a bit.
Okay.
Bimpo, that's the name of the creature, pulled her fingers away from his member and waddled up beside her head.
What?
The hand is nice, babe, but how about that licky loo now?
What?
Jenny rolled her head to the side and smiled at him. What Bimpo had done with his mouth and hat.
What?
Had made her feel like no man ever had. She wanted to please him, so she opened her mouth. What is it?
Is it a gnome?
It is a garden gnome!
Oh my god!
He put his hat inside her and she was like, oh dang.
A hat? But how would a hat doesn't have the structural integrity to...
Well, it's made of ceramic.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, they don't literally come to life, I don't think, because she keeps freaking out that they're ceramic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So that is from Garden Gnome Sex Party.
Nice.
By Fanny Tucker. And,
Did you buy these?
No.
Okay, I was about to say.
They were all free because they're all on this like Kindle Unlimited thing that I have.
Okay.
Amazon did get a bit freaked out when I searched for Garden Gnome Sex Party, and it was like, we've turned safe search on. Are you sure you want to look for this? And I was like, yes.
Obviously.
And the weird thing is, it didn't blank out the word sex. It blanked out the word party. It was like, party's too much for you, young lady.
Is that? No, we can handle one sexy gnome, but more than one? Never.
Okay. What is this one?
Okay.
Being penetrated by three blank was amazing.
What?
I wonder if this counts as losing my virginity, I thought to myself as I was fucked over and over.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a story behind it, which I will tell you.
Oh no, I think I know what it is.
What?
From that. Is it a ghost?
No.
Oh, fuck sake, because I was thinking maybe she thought,
no,
because it's a ghost, it doesn't count. Okay, carry on.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. Okay.
That one wasn't very good. Some of them are really good.
Three, is it like a poltergeist?
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's a pixie. Basically, the story starts with her mum going, "You're a witch." And she's like, "So, what can I do with it?" And her mum's like, "You can have pleasure like you've never imagined." And she goes up to her room, what? And she's like, "What?" And then she's like, "What if this teddy bear had a dong?" And then the teddy bear has a dong. And then she's like, "What if pixies existed?" And then, like, three pixies turn up and, like, jizz all over her. And then, like, her friend walks in and she's like...
That doesn't sound like much fun.
No. Her friend walks in and she's like, "Join in." And she's like, "No, I'm okay." And she's like, "It's not gay. The pixies are men." And then she joins in.
Oh.
So, like, it doesn't technically count as losing her virginity because the pixies are imaginary. But apparently also not imaginary? I don't really...
I've lost that story, lost me.
Yeah. So I'm going to read you several of... this one was one of my favourites.
Okay.
And I want you to get the full impact.
Okay.
For a bit of background, this guy is on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he did something bad.
Okay.
I kind of skipped over that bit. I don't know what he did. And these police creatures turn up and... you'll see. The two officers exchange glances, suddenly understanding that I'm on the same page that they are, and definitely excited about it. When they turn their attention back to me, there's a fire in their eyes. A burning passion for gay pounding.
That's amazing!
The punishment for theft, there you go, theft, in the first degree by a hot studly dude, is a hard anal pounding, says Officer Portanza. And the punishment for evading arrest is a hard anal pounding as well, Officer Cord chimes in. Which means that for your infractions, we're looking at a double anal situation.
I want this as a tattoo.
Frantic for dick, I begin to move back and forth between blank rods in frantic gay desperation, blowing one after the other until finally I just can't take it any longer and shove both of their dicks into my mouth at the same time.
Wow.
It's a struggle to fit them both inside, but I do my best. I've turned into Alan Partridge, but I can't help it. It's so Alan Partridge!
Okay.
Moments later, I'm falling forward into the sand. My muscular ass popped out behind me as I wiggle it playfully for my blank lovers. What? I think I'm ready for my pounding, I tell them with a wink.
Okay.
And then a crowd starts to gather because he's being punished by the law and they want to know why.
Yeah.
The crowd must have picked up on their expert fucking skills as well, because moments later they break into a raucous applause while the muscular, blank cops gain speed within me, pounding away like I'm nothing but a ragdoll with a hot gay hole in either end. This guy mentions gay so much. He's the guy who wrote Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
nice.
Which I won't be reading, I'm afraid.
Aww.
I couldn't get that one. Sorry.
That's bullshit. I want to hear Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
And then this this is how it ends.
Okay.
Officer Portanz nods. We're opening up a new dinosaur division that I think you'd be perfect for. I froze for a moment, terrified that my cover had been blown. How did you know? I stammer. It turns out that he's been a secret dinosaur, and the only reason, like, they found out is because the thing he stole was a taco, and they're like, the only people who steal tacos are dinosaurs, and he's like, oh, shit!
Is that racist?
I don't know.
Okay, so the police, are the police officers dinosaurs?
They are not dinosaurs. They are a different kind of creature.
A different kind of creature.
The man having his hot gay hole pounded was a dinosaur.
Okay, obviously. How did I not pick up on that? Are they dinosaur-like, or is it just...
They are not dinosaur-like, no.
Okay.
So this is like interspecies loving.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go for ghosts.
It's not ghosts.
Aww.
It is, I'll tell you the title, Unicorn Butt Cops Beach Patrol. So they were unicorns.
That's amazing.
And
I don't understand. Wait. okay, no, I'm with you. I was just trying to think of the logistics behind that.
I don't think you can.
No, there's a lot for your imagination to take in.
So the best part of that book is that it comes with a bonus story at the end, which is called Angry Man Pounded by the Fear of His Latent Gayness Over a Dinosaur Transitioning into a Unicorn. And here's an excerpt from that. Oh my God, I say, overwhelmed by the forest of dick that surrounds me. I can't believe how gay I really am. All of this time spent hating people who are different than me, and now I realise that I'm just as different as they are. Basically, like, he gets, this mist turns up, and it's like, I'm the physical representation.
Wait, mist?
Mist.
Okay.
I'm the physical representation of your hatred for gay people, but also your own gayness. And then it grows a dick, and then they have sex.
That's incredible.
And then loads of missed dicks.
Sounds like an X-Files.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Here's a new one.
Okay.
He stood there in front of me like a tall stallion, with his oily orange skin glistening in the sunlight as if he was a soggy Cheeto.
Ugh.
His hair unkempt and messy, like a gorgeous rat's nest. He was beautiful. More beautiful than I could have dreamed. His gorgeous ass flapped behind him like a mouth-watering stack of pancakes in his pants.
What?
My hunger for pancakes had never been stronger. And that's when it happened. He looked back. He caught me staring at his donk! What's that from? Who's the creature?
His oily orange skin.
And his donk that looks like pancakes.
Is it Donald Trump?
It's Donald Trump!
Yes! I'm so glad I got that.
So that one, again, is 10 pages long.
Wow. That's long.
And it doesn't actually have a sex scene in it because it ends with him pulling off Donald Trump's trousers and discovering that he's actually reptilian. He's just like, he has a tail? Yes, because he's reptilian. Ha, surprise ending.
Oh, I was hoping it would get sexy.
Oh, is that not sexy enough?
No, give me something else sexy.
Okay. Time for a new book. Okay. This one easily was my favorite.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to like...
Okay.
Some of these make it, like, really confusing and obvious.
Okay.
He's shirtless, revealing an incredible set of abs, unlike anything that I've ever seen on a mere human man. This blank definitely knows how to take care of himself. As my hands drift lower and lower, I can hear Keith start to moan quietly, clearly enjoying the sensation of my human touch. Do you like that? I ask, my breathing heavy and my mind tense with gay lust. It's not just regular lust, you understand?
No, it has to be gay lust.
Fuck yeah, the blank tells me.
What?
Stroke that fucking dick.
Yes!
I do as I'm told, getting to work with the best hand job of my life.
Wow.
As I rapidly
beat
off my gay lover's rod.
Ugh.
I'd never even considered hooking up with a blank before, but now that we're deep in it, I know this was the right choice.
God,
there's so much blank in this, because
I honestly can't think of what it could be.
It's not long before I've completely lost control of myself, the simmering gay lust boiling over within me as I open my mouth wide and engulf Keith's fat cock. I want to be his gay human play toy, a hot piece of ass meant for nothing other than sexually servicing a giant ripped blank.
Giant ripped blank.
My rectum stretches around his shaft like a tight rubber band rolled around a newspaper. But I somehow managed to take him completely to the hilt.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the blank commands. I want you to come inside me. Where? I panned, more than ready to blow my load. Keith reaches down with his powerful blank arms and scoops me into them, then sets me on the grass before rolling over and turning himself right side up. Seconds later, his door opens.
What?
I walk over to Keith's doorway.
His door?
And then climb inside him. How about I come on one of these chairs, I ask. Keith trembles around me. Oh god, that's so fucking hot.
What is going on?
There are two chairs, but I immediately notice that the left one has a tiny little hole in its side. I kneel down to inspect the chair and quickly recognize it as Keith's tight asshole.
What?
And then he has sex with him in his tiny butthole.
Is this a man that's turned into a house?
No.
What is it?
You want to know?
So he's... Wait, let me think about this. Okay, so...
You're not going to get it.
Okay, no. I think... Let's use our powers of logic here. Okay. Right. Right. Okay, so... He set him down on... Is he a giant?
He's not a giant.
So he set him down on the grass with his hands, so he's big.
He's big.
He climbed into his door.
Into his door.
So he's literally got a door.
He's got a door.
With chairs inside.
With chairs.
Is he a caravan?
No.
What is he?
He's a jet plane. It's called I'm Gay for My Living Billionaire Jet Plane.
I have so many questions.
The first line is, when I first met Keith, I was a passenger myself, flying the red-eye flight from New York to Los Angeles for business. Inside what would eventually become my gay lover. Of course, I had no idea at the time.
That's incredible. Yeah. Wait, why is a jet plane called Keith?
I don't know.
That's not a great name for a jet plane.
Oh my god, I don't know. I do not know.
Why is the jet plane itself a billionaire?
I don't know.
How did he make that money?
I think he lives in Hollywood.
Why? What? Why?
I don't know. There's like all these lines which is like, it's first class from now on, baby. Because he like flies him everywhere inside his body, which he like came all over.
Yeah.
It's hilarious the way the plane, like... He's shirtless, revealing an incredible set of abs. Unlike anything I've ever seen on a human man, this plane definitely knows how to take care of himself.
I'm imagining it like, did you ever see like the Happy Little Toaster?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
But he's a full-sized plane. Full-sized.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I'm amazed he did manage to take his penis, because that's one hell of a dick.
And like the idea that his asshole... is in one of the seats in the cockpit. Anatomically, that makes no sense.
So it's just, that's amazing. I like the man who wrote these, or men or women or whatever, have just the best imagination I've ever heard.
I mean, that guy is the same guy that wrote Unicorn Butt Cop Speech
Patrol. Oh, so he's your favourite.
Hence why he keeps saying gay all the time. He's like, oh, my gay lust. I'm filled with gay lust. So this is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be happy to know. But they're quite long. This one isn't very good, but the idea is great.
Okay, right.
Well, what? She gaped up at him. You want to have sex? Right here, right now, just so I smell right? Mate with me, he nodded, holding her close. No, she complained, trying unsuccessfully to push free of his embrace. I don't even know you. Then get my scent, he shrugged. You like. Make good, mate.
Ooh.
Excuse me? Where I come from, the decision to have sex isn't based solely on the scent of the prospective mate. As she spoke, Vel kept smelling her along the throat. And then she goes, it's a bad idea. As you said, sex leads to babies.
That is true. Sex does lead to babies.
And that's the last thing I'm going to want to do is get pregnant while I'm out doing field work. Especially with a child that would probably become a shapeshifter as well. I mean, how would the kid function in modern America if it started turning into a blank? No, it really is a bad idea. The fact that Vel was asking her this question, however, did not bode well for her continued existence as a virgin.
Oh.
Not that she was particularly averse to finally ridding herself of a useless hymen, which is a sentence no one's ever said.
That makes it sound horrific.
But it didn't follow that she also wanted to do the other half of what he had in mind. She was not ready for motherhood, either in 1 week or in 1 year. She wasn't even finished getting her doctorate. She still had 2 years. I don't want to make a baby. Children deserve to have both of their parents.
What?
But then they have sex.
Oh, of course, of course.
He was rather large, so the task was a bit painful and didn't happen all at once as she would have liked. But when he finally got it in, she felt only a moment of sheer relief before the pleasure kicked in.
Ew.
Their bodies slapped together with a wet sound.
Oh, that's the least sexiest thing I've ever heard.
And their moans filled the air. It was certain that their voices could be heard outside their little cave. And then she gets pregnant, and then it gets really boring from then on.
No, fuck that. Yeah. Is it a wolf?
No.
Is it a bear?
No.
Oh, okay. Shapeshifter.
Yeah.
In a cave.
Yeah.
So it's an animal?
Yes.
It's not a wolf, it's not a bear.
It's not Donald Trump.
Is it... Oh, damn. Is it like a weasel?
What?
I don't know.
Is that what you think is sexy?
No, but that's...
It's not a weasel.
The whole thing sounded unsexy to me.
It's not a weasel.
I can't think of any other animals now.
Yeah?
Is it like a predator?
Yes.
Okay. Is it... A Wolverine.
No. What?
I don't know.
Why is Wolverine one of the first animals you think of?
Because I can't think of any animals.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's called Having the Dinosaur's Baby, A Paranormal Pregnancy of Convenience Romance.
What?
Yeah.
That's one hell of a title.
So she goes on a dig, and then she somehow ends up meeting this guy, and he talks like a caveman, and he looks like a caveman, and she's like, fit. And then
I love that man.
She meets his mum, who's like a normal human woman.
What?
And she's like, I got abducted. It wasn't very nice, but it's okay, I guess. And she's like, because I'm human and his dad was a dinosaur.
Wait, so she was abducted by dinosaurs?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
She's like, her son is half human, half dinosaur, but he can shapeshift between the two. But
okay.
When he's human, he has sex with this lady, and then she gets pregnant, has the baby in a week, because dinosaur shapeshifters can do that.
Yes.
For convenience. And,
for convenience. Nothing more sexy than convenience.
And they have a baby, and it turns out to be a girl, and it's a shaman for some reason.
What?
And they call it Talon.
Shit!
Yeah.
See, as soon as... I think erotica should just be sexy and then done.
Well, there's like a niche of like animals and I don't know, jet planes.
That's my favourite one I've ever heard.
I mean, that guy, the guy who wrote the jet plane and the unicorn butt cops,
even
though
they're all
gay erotica, which isn't my thing, but they're pretty well written.
Yeah.
Other than like the kind of
emotion-breaking
butt cops and jet planes. Where you're like, oh yeah, hot, sexy jet plane. No, I'm out.
Yeah, is it? Oh, look at his abs.
Yeah,
do jets have abs?
And also that guy. This is kind of weird. That the guy who writes all those books. I've read several of his now.
Nice.
And every time, the guy, like the main guy, like jerks himself off like mid sex, and that's like his signature move.
What?
That's not a
move.
No.
I was just thinking that. So this plane,
yes.
This jet was a jet before it was this guy's lover. It's always been a jet. He was saying that he rode in it before he knew it would be his lover.
Yeah.
So that means there's a chair in that jet which just has a little butthole, like, next to it. Can you imagine being the person sat and you're like, this weird, this is an odd aroma around my seat, and you go, oh, that's not, I don't have headphones like the normal person. I do have this odd little sphincter just sat next to me.
I mean, it's the chair in the cockpit.
Oh,
so only
okay.
The captain's
okay.
Gonna find the tiny butthole.
Okay, that's all right then.
And he's probably gonna know about it. Should we do questions?
Yes, let's do questions.
Sorry about that, friends.
Oh, that was amazing.
Our first question is from Joe Edwards, and it's Stardew Valley tips. I don't have any.
Well, I'm just stealing tips off other people. So apparently a tip which I learnt today from lovely people on Twitter is that don't build a chicken coop until you've built a silo, because otherwise you lose money feeding the chickens.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
Sean Cleaver wants to know, what would be your entrance themes if you were Pokemon trainers entering a gym battle? Do we have to do one together? I think we should be like a duo that you have to fight together. Haha.
But what song?
See,
whenever I think of stuff like this, I just think of that Simpsons one where Homer walks in, like, boxing, and he's just like, where can't we be friends?
What's that song about butts that I like?
We need something. There's quite a few of them. We need, like, a kind of duet type thing.
I'm going to play... I think I'm Googling symptoms, and I'm not. I'm trying to Google.
Are you thinking of what in the butt?
What in the butt? Let's play it.
Okay.
It's going to be our entrance song.
It would fit in with our...
Oh my god, get to the butt bit.
What? Okay.
I'm not breathing. In my butt, in my butt. You want to do it in my butt, let's do it in the butt. Okay. Anyway, it goes on like that. You okay. Should listen to it. It's called What in the butt.
Cool. So that's our entrance song.
We're going to turn up and be like, but, in the butt. And we'll be like shaking our butts. That'll be great.
But that just makes it sound like we're going to have anal sex.
And all of our Pokemon are butt shaped.
Okay, fair enough.
Enchanting Duck wants to know, what's your favourite Tsum-Tsum?
That's a good name. I like your name, Enchanting Duck.
There's a picture of Donald Duck.
I like that. Which is appropriate because Donald is my favourite Tsum.
I think either him or Pooh would be my favourite.
Yeah, you have a big Pooh bear. I have a big Dolan.
I've got
Dolan.
Pooh in every size. Oh my. Someone could put out all my quotes from this episode and make a very disturbing... They're going to do that, aren't they?
I like poo in every size.
Oh, God. Moving on! Purple Chair says, what is the best thing you've ever fallen off?
You know the Roman baths in Bath?
Yes.
I fell into that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
With the wet bit?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was a young child.
You idiot. Yeah. I bet that happens like
all the
five
time.
Times a day.
Oh yeah, I was one of those idiots.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever fallen off much. I've fallen down the stairs, but that's not the best thing I've ever fallen off. Oh, the wagon. There you go.
The what? I get you.
Will Potter wants to know, would you evolve Pikachu? No, fuck
no.
Raichu's the worst.
Yeah, it's gotta be Pika.
He's so cute.
He's so
chubby. Yeah. Gary wants to know, if you could make a female character for Hitman, a hit woman, if you will, what would she be like?
Ugh.
Bald?
Gross. Yeah, I think she'd look quite cool bald.
She'd be the same, like, beefy in a different way, because obviously different builds or whatever, but
yeah.
I kind of want her to be the same.
One thing I noticed, I was in the Nike shop the other day, and I'm sure they've had it for a while, but I really like it in that the kind of, the what are they called? The, you know, the models they put the clothes on, the plastic ones.
Mannequins?
That's the word. My mind has gone completely blank. I've had too much Lem sip. And yeah, and they were all like muscly and like athletic and like how an actual athlete would look. And it was really cool. And I was like, damn.
The thing is, Jake has replied to Gary's question saying, I bet I can guess her profession and I don't understand.
A hit woman?
I mean, yeah. Is it another point? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Moving on. Kind Words Online, or at Kisses Fingers, says, have you had any standout breakfast recently?
Recently? I had some pancakes that were quite good. Mm. Not the best, but nice.
I had a disappointing bagel this morning. I'm really upset because nowhere sells onion bagels anymore.
Oh,
I love onion bagels.
Onion and chive bagels are the best things.
I found those in Tesco, but they're not as good as just onion bagels. Just onion bagels, man. Ugh. But other than that, I don't know, I like eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I had some surprisingly good breakfast the other day. I had some leftover fancy bacon. So I cut it into bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fried that up.
Yeah.
And then I fried some eggs in the middle.
Ooh.
And then I had it with beans. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this probably won't taste good. But because the bacon was fancy and the eggs were fancy.
Even if that wasn't fancy, that would still taste good to me. Those are like all my favourite things.
I mean, you know, sometimes, like, you just want a fried breakfast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I think we should go for a fried breakfast soon.
Yes. Yes. I love a fried breakfast.
Oh, there's a place in London. I think it's called Flesh and Bone, which is all-you-can-eat breakfast for £50.
Ooh. £50?
£50.
Oh, I thought you said 15 for something.
No.
Like,
it's, like, apparently super fancy.
£50.
£50.
I would never be able to eat that much.
That's what I said. And Joe was like, oh, but it's fancy. And I'm like, I don't care.
What? That's £50 for two people.
Yeah, £50 isn't all you can eat. It's just eat. It's
yeah.
Just, this is the price of a meal.
Yeah, this is expensive food.
Yeah, but I've heard it's amazing. So, I don't know, maybe one day when we're super rich.
Maybe one day.
Amir wants to know, when you were younger, what was your favourite way to unwind?
I loved Sylvanian families
yes!
as a kid, so playing with them props.
My grandma had a set that was like a bus, and I used to play with it every single time I went over. And I only realised, like a year into playing with it every single time, that it had a bench hidden inside the bus.
What?
That you could pull out and it was a bench and they could have parties.
Oh, that's cute.
Anyway, it was great. My favourite way to unwind was actually to walk down to the local deer park. Which was like
that's,
a billion acres.
Okay,
it was so nice.
Okay, let's just rewind.
Yeah.
That sentence you just said is perhaps the poshest thing
I've
ever heard.
I just told you about all-you-can-eat £50 breakfast.
I know, and then you went, yes, I used to unwind by walking down to the local deer park.
Local deer park. It was where Lady Jane Grey was born, where she lived. The queen for 9 days, don't you know?
Yeah.
No relation, but I mean, I can pretend. So it was real nice there. I'll take you there sometime.
Yeah.
It's basically...
It's only the local deer park, though.
Well, I say local, it's really, really big.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of spans three different villages. Cause
cool.
It's, yeah, but it's like 60% dogs, 40% deer.
Hey, that is fine.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You go there and you're just like, I want to touch them all!
Let me touch them.
Moving on. Harry Plamamlam.
Pademity.
Says, if you could create a new type of Pokemon, what would it be? My thought would be a computer-like cyber type.
So like a whole of a type?
So like fire, water.
Okay.
What else is a material?
I would go for bodily excretions. So you could have like
okay.
a poo one, a fart one, a sick one, a wee one.
I actually like the
period,
idea of medical snot. As a type.
Yeah.
Because that could cover everything. Like, you could have someone died and their heart came to life.
Ugh, that's horrible.
It's a little bit yokai watch, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that, medical.
Okay.
I've kind of stolen yours.
Yeah.
Yours is gross.
Fuck you.
What is the best pun you've ever heard in your entire life? I don't really remember them.
You worked on magazines, so you should definitely know more.
I have the magazines over there. You can go and find one of my old ones.
I am not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I was
move.
Saying before... I do have bin bags, which have the terrible pun on them, ich bin ein Binliner. And it's just like,
someone thought of that, and they were so proud of it, they put it on every bin liner that they ever sold.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Ugh. Sam Smith. Ugh. Can jet fuel melt steel beams? No.
No.
What? Conspiracy. Oh my god.
What's going on?
Luke Summerhayes has... loads of questions.
Oh my god.
Why is everyone asking about Pokemon? Oh, I used a Pokemon gift, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that again. What would Slowpoke's evolution be like if Shelder bit it on the front? It would look like the Little Mermaid because it'd have two little boob cups.
Yeah, it'd have to have two little ones.
Yeah.
Like a bra.
But like a really fat pink mermaid.
Nice.
Psyduck has had a permanent headache for 20 years. What's the worst hangover you've ever experienced, Holly?
Well, I feel like I live Psyduck's life. Well, I get really bad migraines that last for weeks, so I am Psyduck. I am the human Psyduck.
You are kind of ducky.
Yeah, and I walk around going, oh no, my head.
And Luke's last question.
Yeah.
Pikachu started off as a chubby little ball and became progressively skinnier and more defined. What stage was peak Pikachu? Have you seen my Pikachu?
I have. He is gorgeous. I've got a cuddly one. Which was the original chubby Pikachu.
So I've got a little kind of statue of fat Pikachu, and I'm going to be very quiet so you can hear this. When he touches
that was very quiet.
His tiny feet, he makes a little Pikachu noise. I don't know how to make it. I think it comes out his butt.
Hopefully you can hear that. Okay, that's going to drive them mad.
Good. Anyway, Fat Pikachu, best Pikachu.
Yeah.
The one on the actual card. Have you seen the one on the training card?
Yeah.
Where he looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
Best Pikachu. What are your thoughts on Sun and Moon, says Mug of Tea?
Well, we don't know anything about it. So
no, we don't.
Difficult. We know the names and the logos. That's about it. So, I don't know.
Apparently, Phil Walters says that we should look at Chat Very Good's questions.
They stole our tweet! They stole our tweet, those bastards!
Those assholes!
Oh my god, it's literally exactly the same.
You tosspots!
What a bunch of dicks.
Look at how many questions they've got!
What a basket of dicks.
You guys are a basket of dicks, which yeah. I bet Sam White would love, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm a basket of dicks.
I'm an organic whole food basket of dicks.
Oh, I'm a craft basket of dicks. Bet he is as well. Yeah. But it's handmade by artisans.
Yeah, but little nubby mushroom dicks.
Yeah. Shit dicks. Thomas... Sorry. Thomas Ryan says, missed this, but you didn't miss it. Don't worry. We took ages to get around to it. We were watching a program about tattoos.
Yeah, we were. And we had lovely peanut curry that Kate made.
Made by me. Great.
It was lovely.
Missed this, but for next time, favourite K-drama? And why is it No Dame Cantabile? I don't know what any of those words mean.
I have literally no idea what you are talking about. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I want to say K-drama is like K-pop. So
Korean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch any K-drama. I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry. We've let you down.
Our last question from Decay or DK? Decay?
Deber.
Bleh.
Yeah.
Is this question too late?
Was that it?
That's it.
Great, thanks. Okay, cool.
It was not too late, but you can probably tell that because we just answered it.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at Chat Very Good.
Yeah, we're going to have to rebuttal that. We're going to have to...
Oh my God.
I think we're going to have a podcast war.
What does that entail?
I don't know.
Can we just set their microphone on fire?
Ooh, but there's like seven of them, so we'd have to hunt down their separate microphones.
Also, I'm going to tell you this now. None of them listen to this, do they?
No.
It's fine. I don't listen to them either.
Smells. Yeah.
They suck and I hate every one of them.
If you're listening now, you should go to their Twitter, find them, and tell them that they suck and that Toku Podcast says that they smell of... that they are dick baskets.
Shit dick baskets.
Shit dick baskets and they smell of butts.
Bad butts.
Bad butts.
Let's rank them in order of preference.
Well, that's not fair, because you'll go down with one of them.
No, Joe can go at the bottom for all I care. Because I bet this was his idea.
Ooh,
and Tamor can go at the bottom with him, because I bet it was his idea as well.
Oh, what about... We can't put Sam White
But Sam White's at the bottom too.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all at the bottom.
I'd put Chris Sterling, because he's been on our podcast.
Yeah.
So he'd be at the top, because
he's
been on our podcast, which is the best podcast.
Maybe Gary?
Yeah.
He's got children.
He's got cute girls. He's got cute little girls, which are sweet.
You're only getting let off because of your cute girls, Gary.
That
sounded really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, your cute girls.
Your cute girls. His little daughter is my actual fashion inspiration.
What? The one who's like 3 months old?
No, Sam.
Because she just wears tiny, tiny socks.
She wears... No, I mean, he always posts pictures of her, like, outfits of the day, and I'm like, that's inspirational.
I like how he's always like, oh, this was a boy's shirt. But she's wearing it anyway, and I'm like, yes! Slay!
Go for it!
Yes.
Yeah.
Queen S.
Queen... What?
Like people say Queen B. I was trying to join in.
Oh, well,
don't point out that I'm not cool.
No, well, I think I don't have to point out very hard.
No. Anyway, so Chris and Gary, they're all right. Everyone else is a basket of shit dicks.
And they smell of bad butts.
They smell of bad butts.
Tell them that.
You've got to tell them that.
Yeah.
Because they don't listen.
Yeah.
We're going to go now.
Yes, you should follow us on Twitter at @Toku_podcast. I'm at @Nielsen_Holly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, I'm a half to draw.
You can follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. It makes me feel very popular when you like us on Facebook. So, yeah. Shall we say bye now, Kate?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.